The last few months have been rough on Bill Seemers. In August, he lost his wife to cancer. Soon after that, Hurricane Katrina destroyed the couple's coffee roasting business in New Orleans. Seemers has borrowed $500,000 to bring the company back. As NPR's Frank Langfitt reports, some days he wonders what he's gotten himself into.
Bill and Kathleen Seemers spent a dozen years building Coffee Roasters of New Orleans. The company buys beans, roasts them, and sells them wholesale to local coffee shops. Through their work, the couple became part of the city's rich cafe culture and enjoyed purchasing trips in the mountains of Sumatra. Now, all that remains of their old operation are rusting machines and molding coffee beans. Seemers steps over a broken picture frame and through a pile of empty bags.
This is our roasting area. It used to be pristine, clean. Wonderful bags of fresh-smelling green coffee back here. And now the roasters are covered with muck, rust, 3 or 4 inches of sludge.
But instead of folding, as some businesses have, Seemers bet the house. At age 59, he borrowed more than $500,000 from a friend. Then he bought a roasting plant out by the airport from a competitor who was moving to Dallas. Seemers now has two working roasters, and the scent of Colombian Supremo fills the air. Coffee has long been a part of the New Orleans economy. The port typically holds more than a quarter of the nation's coffee supply, and the largest roaster in town is Folgers. But Seemers worries about the future. Only 30% of his wholesale customers have reopened, and he's not sure how many more will follow.
You know, I had buyer's remorse the day after I bought the place because there's so much of the city that is unknown, so much of how the rebuilding is going to go that's unknown. So, yeah, I mean, you've got to have mixed feelings about being in business in New Orleans. I'm in, and I'm going to make the best of it, but I'm a realist, and so sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and think, what did I do? You know, where is this going to be going?
Kathleen Seemers died August 20th after struggling with cancer for a year and a half. The day after the memorial service, Bill had to evacuate to Memphis. He says recovering from Katrina has left him little time to grieve.
And, you know, it's been a difficult kind of transition. But I do know she would have wanted me to continue. And so that that was another reason that I went ahead and made the investment, because I wanted to keep what I think of as our business going.
Seemers says if the city rebounds, he should be able to get back his customers and pay off the loan. If it doesn't, he says he's in deep trouble. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, New Orleans.